structure of the Beatitudes is relatively easy to identify. And my suggestion is that you learn them in pairs. The first pair is poor in spirit and mourn. You could think of that as located in the center of your chest or in your eyes, you know, in relation to mourning and being poor in spirit. The second pair is being meek and hungering and thirsting. You could think of that as being, you know, in your gut, in your abdomen, which is the place of humility and of hungering and thirsting. The third pair is merciful and the pure in heart, and that's located in the heart, place of mercy and of purity of heart, and then of blessing. Blessed are the peacemakers, with a sign of blessing. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. That is, those who are in one way or another either nailed to a tree or figuratively nailed to the wall, however you want to put that, who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. So being persecuted is like, you know, having your back up against the wall, which is what happens to peacemakers and to those who are persecuted. And finally, then, blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you. That is the one place where there is a link from one of the pairs to the other. That is, those who are persecuted and are you when people revile and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So that verbal threat of persecution is what ends this series of blessings. These are pronouncements. They are pronouncements of blessing. And you can think of it as performative discourse. That is, it's like what a pastor does at the wedding. By the authority vested in me by the church and the state, I declare that you are husband and wife. Well, this is like that. This is a declaration of blessing. It is the gift of blessing. And so the blessing is what you are doing in these words. You are blessing those who are poor, meek, so on. And they are the people in the congregation who you are addressing as Jesus. So what is happening in this is that you are blessing those in the name of Jesus, that you are blessing the people who are present there. So that's the thing that needs to happen in this, is that you do that blessing. The basic mind, the basic structure of thought in this series of blessings, which are at a surface level, a contradiction, that is, happy are those who are sad, would be one way of stating, and happy are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted and have their backs up against the wall. Well, they're not blessed, they're persecuted. But what Jesus is doing is declaring this blessedness now in light of what's going to happen in the future, in light of the reversal of values that will take place in the kingdom of God. So this is about the audacity, to use Barack Obama's phrase, the audacity of hope. It is the power of hope. That is, looking at the present through the eyes of the future. When Jesus looks at the present through the eyes of the future, what he recognizes is the value and goodness of those who have these characteristics. And it stands against the conventional wisdom that happy are the rich, happy are those who are happy or who are not mourning, happy are those who are proud, not meek, blessed are those who have no hunger and thirst for righteousness or anything else, who are just confident of their own righteousness, and so on. And of course, the most striking one in some ways is blessed are the warriors, blessed are the soldiers, blessed are those who make war. Jesus, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. So when you look at it, when you look at the present from the point of view of the future, blessing, happiness is for those who suffer for the sake of righteousness, for the sake of goodness, for the sake of peace. So focus on those values and on seeing those things in the people to whom you are telling this story, and then do these blessings for them so that they experience receiving them. That's the invitation of the Beatitudes.